Hello, hello, hello.
We, the Lavari Girls, are back with a few exclusive episodes of 2023.
Yes, as always, we're excited to welcome you all back to
the Lavari Podcast.
Bhai, maru to pet phati ja se ulaage chhe.
Ove to mane pan eu j lage chhe, but te to pehla thi nakki kari lidhu tu ke taru pet phatvanu j chhe.
Ha, ve to agashe ma jaiye etle evu j hoy.
Okay.
You know, I enjoyed and missed Lavari so much that I binged on it the last few days at work. And my boss would have been so amused to see me because I was just randomly giggling at random times.
I missed it too, Moosey. Our banter and hilarious topics were always on point.
Hi, yeah. Last time we talked about cringe OTT shows, right?
Yes. What have you been watching this year?
Anupama. Bhai, I got so homesick over the last few weeks of university that I wanted to watch something Hindi. And I rewatched Jawan, all the Don movies, Pillu Rocky and Rocky or Rani as well. And even Sarabhai versus Sarabhai Nyakhi 2 seasons until I had nothing else to watch. So then I discovered Anupama on Hulu. I gave up after 400 episodes.
400 episodes? You're saying that as if it was 10 episodes. I don't blame you though. My ma watched 1000 episodes in 3 months. And unfortunately, I was passively watching it with her too.
You're saying as if it's toxic, like passive smoking or something.
Isn't it though?
Yeh panche. It did help with my homesickness though. Until my favorite duo came up with their new podcast, another Christmas special show.
Shane and Ryan?
Obviously. I even have their Ghost File t-shirt.
Yes, the times that I watched it with you on FaceTime, it was fun.
Yeah. Puppet history is my favorite thing in the whole wide world. Anyways, I have been sincerely watching Coffee with Karan too. Not madly in love with Karan's newfound inclination towards diplomacy, but whatever works for him, I guess. Remember when you came over to Berkeley, we tried to watch that show together, Guns and Gulabs?
Oh yeah, I couldn't even get through the first 10 minutes of it. It was too dark. I don't know, the whole setup seemed dark. But the next week you did mention that you liked it very much. What was it even about?
It was this hilarious overlap of a guy's love story with a woman. And this guy basically hated his dad because his dad was a gangster. But then this guy himself turns into a gangster. Yeah, and it was about like opium scene in an Indian village and stuff.
Ah, okay. I remember that at that time, we both were just a few episodes away from each other in Made in Heaven season 2. I had enjoyed their style of storytelling a lot, and them trying to address different causes in each episode was great. Did you end up liking it?
Yeah, I think that's the show I binged right before the new semester started. I absolutely loved how they filmed it, the flaws in their characters, and oh, the costumes were so good. Though, you're definitely right. I think the one thing I liked the most about that show was how they beautifully pointed out the flaws in our society through their stories in each episode. Some were morally grey and some were extremely wholesome.
Yes, I agree. There were some really great dialogues as well about our society that can be quoted from time to time. I also remember you listening to some Disney songs when we were taking the bus to San Francisco. Did you discover any favorites or rediscover some of your old favorites?
Areha, that was my obsession with Disney phase, the summer when you came there. But even now, I loop my few favorite songs whenever I'm in the shower. I had a full-on bathroom concert the other day when I came back home, and I'm sure the monkeys were enjoying my voice from the neighboring balcony. Part of that world! monkeys here at home and my roommate back in Berkeley, they enjoy my singing.
Well, sounds fun. I'd enjoy it too if I was one of them. By the way, the bus reminds me of the lost Clipper card. Sorry, Moosey.
The way we spent so much time trying to reload that card and then lost it. Well, I guess it is somewhere between San Francisco and Sausalito if someone hasn't found it yet. Good news though, we had another one with us. I also remember us joking on the cruise about how our moms would say, Salve, tau agar nahi chokri ho jana.
Well, that was on me. It's funny though, I've never lost anything in my whole time in the US, and that's what I lost. Yes, it was good that we had two cards, although I think I was more relieved when I was successful in requesting them to transfer the funds to the card that you still had.
ए तो थाया कर रहा है. We are both 20 and above 20 वर्षना ढंढा, but it was just a मामूली clipper card, so it's all good. Anyways, clipper card reminds me of a similar scare I had when I went to the Puma Blue concert. My newfound Puma Blue infatuation intensified when we made eye contact before his performance because I was the only one who saw him before he went on stage.
You certainly have your phases, but I'm glad you could interact even if it was brief with the artist. Must feel, I don't know, starstruck?
Very. And to the extent that I couldn't find my clipper card in my purse only to discover it right there a few hours later. Classic, as our mamas say, aankh chhe ke button.
Button achhe for both of us. Like last night, how we spent 45 minutes looking for our Lavari logins and then found it so easily in the end.
What kind of Lavari sisters are we if we don't take 45 minutes for something that's a matter of 45 seconds?
Oh, saru, chalo bhai, bahut self-burn karu.
Bhai, self-burn thi yaad aayo. Couples have absolutely no chill. When I was in the queue for checking my bags in before the flight, there was this couple behind me. They looked my age only, but bhai, they acted like they were a married couple. The girl was like, I want dosa, and the guy was like, you should have said that before. And then they started quarreling about how many food-related sacrifices they've both made for each other. Classic Nibba Nibbi behavior.
Mommy and Daddy loved this Nibba Nibbi terms. And what was Nani saying in the morning? Pebla Pebli? Sounds very similar to each other.
I know, right? I knew Devang Phua loved it because of the chamak in his eyes when I said it day before yesterday. I was like, hey, Suki tu? Haribol? And then Mama took the responsibility to explain it to him. Though my Pamela family kidu, pachi we looked up these definitions from the dictionaries, and I definitely think that we should make it an episode for next time because it will get too long.
Yes, because we'd have a lot to say about that, won't we?
Obviously. Pachi, you remember there was this bhai and his babo on the plane? Well, it was the bhai and his two babas. But one babo is the star of the show. Bro slapped his dad, man. And this kid was probably just like 5 to 7 years old.
What? Why did he slap him though? And did his father give him a jabat back? If he did, it definitely remind me of that scene from Houseful.
The monkey slapping, that one, right? The monkey slapping Akshay Kumar slapping someone else, and someone else slapping the monkey back.
Was it the monkey?
Yeah, it was the monkey. The monkey was one of the slap givers.
Well,
well, I think everyone was scared of that kid. The dad kind of started whisper yelling at him because he was harassing his older brother and not letting him sleep. I mean, that's kind of what I do to you.
Let's not get into that.
And Pachi, I don't know what the dad said to him, that this kid just laugh-o chodified his dad. The brother kind of just gave up after that.
તને બહુ ખબર તો ફ્લાઇટમાં પંચાત કરતી હતી. હું તને શું કહું છું, સમટાઇમ્સ વી ડોન્ટ વોન્ટ ટુ નો સમથિંગ બટ વી સ્ટીલ એન્ડ અપ ફાઇન્ડિંગ ધેમ આઉટ. ઓન માય ફ્લાઇટ બેક ટુ શિકાગો દેર વોઝ ધીસ મિડલ એજ મેન નેક્સ્ટ ટુ મી એન્ડ હી વોઝ ઇટિંગ જર્કી ફ્રોમ ધ ઝિપલોક કાઇન્ડ ઓફ પેકેટ.
And then he pado fired, na?
Oh, the entire duration of the flight, I was so irritated. He kept snacking every now and then. And each time he opened his packet, there was this typical stench from that meat. And then alternating it with the fart. It was terrible. I just wanted to land.
At least it was an entertaining flight.
No, it was not.
People and flights. Anyways, this was so random. But I guess next time we will be back with slang, vocab, and then multiple formal definitions.
Yup. And until then, we hope you enjoyed this episode. And thank you for listening to
The Lavari Podcast.